November 13th, 2021. Memorial of St. Francis Xavier Cabrini, Virgin.
A reading from the Book of Wisdom. When peaceful stillness compassed everything, and the night in its swift course was half spent, your all-powerful word, from heaven's royal throne, bounded, a fierce warrior, into the doomed land, bearing a sharp sword of your inexorable decree. And as he alighted, he filled every place with death. He still reached to heaven, while he stood upon the earth. For all creation, in its several kinds, was being made over anew, serving its natural laws, that your children might be preserved unharmed. The cloud overshadowed their camp, and out of what had before been water, dry land was seen emerging. Out of the Red Sea, an unimpeded road, and a grassy plain, out of mighty flood. Over this crossed the whole nation, sheltered by your hand, after they beheld stupendous wonders. For they ranged about like horses, and bounded about like lambs, praising you, O Lord, their deliverer. The Word of the Lord.
The Responsorial Psalm. The response is, Remember the marvels the Lord has done. Sing to him, sing his praise. Proclaim all his wondrous deeds. Glory in his holy name. Rejoice, O hearts that seek the Lord. Remember the marvels the Lord has done. Then he struck every firstborn throughout their land, the firstfruits of all their manhood. And he led them forth laden with silver and gold, with not a weakling among their tribes. Remember the marvels the Lord has done. For he remembered his holy word to his servant Abram, and he led forth his people with joy, with shouts of joy, his chosen ones. Remember the marvels the Lord has done.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said, There was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, Render a just decision for me against my adversary. For a long time the judge was unwilling, but eventually he thought, While it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me. The Lord said, Pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? The Gospel of the Lord.